Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Trust. Our scripture is from Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. From the New International Version. I had a recent experience regarding trust that caused me to stop and reconsider the word and its deeper meaning. The veterinarian was to come and vaccinate our cat and our horse early one morning. Usually I must catch the cat and place him in the portable kitty box before the veterinarian comes to the house. Since we were also vaccinating the horse, I took the kitty box to the barn the night before. Prince, the cat, always, rain or shine, comes to the barn when I feed the horse, just to get a few strokes of appreciation. So I thought when he came to the barn, I would catch him and place him in the kitty box. Prince saw me take the box to the barn the night before, and probably due to some bad memory about the box, refused to come in the barn the next morning. A bit later, I did manage to catch him and put him in the box. Following the veterinarian's visit, Prince would not come near the barn nor me. I believe it was because he had lost his trust in me. It took about a week before he would allow me to touch him again. It reminded me of how I trust others. I do know that once I lose trust in someone, it takes a lot of time and dedication for that trust to be regained or earned. I will usually trust anyone unless there is a reason not to trust them. Are there times when our trust might be based on the part of town we are in, or the nationality of a person, or perhaps the color of their skin? Following 9/11, I may have had some tendency to be suspicious, or perhaps not trusting, of those who might appear to be from the Middle East. The scripture says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." What does it mean to trust in the Lord? I do not know how the Lord speaks to you, but for me it is through my intuition, a nudge, or perhaps at times a dream. Do I always pay attention? Or lean on my own understanding? Probably not always do I pay attention. I have had several experiences in which I felt I needed to do something, such as making a phone call or stopping to visit someone. In too many cases, I have not followed up, but leaned on my own understanding. Then that person perhaps died or moved away, and I regretted not listening to that still small voice that was encouraging me to take some action. When we pray and ask God for help or direction, we may not like to hear, see, or feel the answer. The answer always comes, though we may not recognize it or agree with it. In the long run, it usually turns out to be the best outcome. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to be more trusting of others and to trust in you. Amen. Thank you. was written and recorded by Emmett Rawls.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.